our last speaker of the last Mudrooms event for season one is Angelo Katas, although he's been letting me call him Katasi without correcting me for a long time. Angelo is aspiring to be the flyest Tlingit Italian to ever roam the world. He was born and raised on a rock that is attached to Alaska's state capital by bridge. Angelo is vice president of the student body at UAS, where he hopes to graduate with a master's degree in English and a minor in political sciences. His long-term goal is to make a positive impact on Alaska through educating and coaching football at the high school level. Please welcome to the stage, Angelo Katas.
Poop. Had to get the embarrassment out of the way. But before I get started, I'd like to give a special thank you to Alita and Lauren for coordinating tonight's event. Let's give it up for them. Let's go. The awesome photographer who's managed to sneak in a couple of pictures without blinding the speakers tonight. That's impressive. Let's go. Give it up for him. While we're at it, let's give it up for the audience tonight for showing up. Even though it's rainy, you guys still made it inside tonight. That's great. And a special thank you to Amanda for, I don't know if I can speak for all the people that spoke tonight, but she stayed on top of me through email, and I was actually afraid to miss tonight's event. So give a special warm welcome to her for staying on top of us and getting us here. But what I'm about to share with you guys is something that kind of came to me a little over a year ago, just kind of going through a tough time, lost a good friend, was in the process of losing a great friend. And it's just amazing what you can come up with when you stick your pen to the paper and just kind of let ideas fall out. And with that being said, this wasn't written, it's not being said to anyone in particular, but someone tonight's going to take a piece of information and they're going to use it down the road. And I hope that they can pass on something from tonight somewhere down the road. When you're falling in love, it's important to build a foundation on characteristics that truly represent you. This means share stories, exchange anecdotes, introduce one another to your friends, because you're nothing but your life. It's important that you don't mislead any of these qualities, because if you do, your foundation will have faults, and the love you build will never be as strong as it could have been. When falling in love or going through heartbreak, it's important to remember that every person is their own individual. You can be someone's support, just don't mistake that as their easy button. If life had an easy button, there'd be no gratifying feelings, no sense of accomplishment. One must let there be trial and error, for without error, there cannot be failure. And without failure, one cannot learn from their mistakes. When making a decision, whether it be the right one or the wrong one, keep in mind that hindsight is always 20/20. That means something might be the greatest idea you've ever heard, in some cases the dumbest. But it's important that you weigh your options, and before you make your choice, see if it's what's great for the present and the future. Because once you've made a choice, there's no going back. Every action has a reaction. If you try to recreate a moment, relive a feeling, you're going to get stuck in the past. You'll be in the past until you accept what has happened and you begin to move forward. When moving forward, let effect take place only in situations you can control. Too often, we let our decisions be based on somebody else. It's important that you trust the decisions that are being made and your significant other do the same of you. Because if you lose sight of trust, you'll get lost in a pool of jealousy, guilt, depression, emotions that can be easily avoided with the simple recipe of trust, honesty, and love. If you're falling in love or going through heartbreak, love the person for who they are, not who they were, not who they promised they're going to be, and certainly not the person that you want to change them into. Because change is only going to occur when that person is ready to change. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but if you have to create love, if you have to reach love, if you have to defend why you love somebody, it's too late. It's already gone. Unless both hearts are thriving to beat in sync, time can be your only balancing factor. Now, some of you may be falling in love. Some of you might already be in love. Some of you may be going through heartbreak. But you have two choices you can make. Live life like there's a finish line, or see every ending as a new beginning. Because every love story has a different beginning and a unique ending. If you're falling in love, I hope this prepares you so you can write your own special ending. If you're going through heartbreak, I hope this encourages you to get back on that horse. But only do so when you are ready. Because if you choose to let love pass you by, you'll never develop your own perception of love. You'll never fail, therefore you'll never learn. And remember, it isn't wrong to miss what you had, but be anxious for what is to come. When you're ready to say goodbye to your past, be ready to greet your new beginning with open arms. For every new beginning brings a new opportunity. And as for my secret, ladies, I'm ready for a next beginning. Hey, thank you everybody for coming out.